Good afternoon, Wrangell. You're listening to Talk on the Rock, your local live call-in show. The time is 1 p.m., and we have our guest, Alicia Holder, in the studio with us. She's with the Wrangell Chamber of Commerce. So call in anytime during this conversation to ask a question or just say hi. That number is 874-2345. So, Alicia, thank you for coming in today.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Yeah, so the big thing that's going on with the chamber right now are all these Christmas events.
Yes, we have lots of holiday and Christmas events coming up. We have just this Friday, Midnight Madness, and the Christmas tree lighting.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be, if you've been downtown recently, you saw that the tree went up yesterday. Our friends at the city at Wrangell Light and Power, that crew, they went and out the road and harvested a tree for us and then brought it in and put it up yesterday. And then they're going to decorate that with some really great ornaments that are put together by kiddos at the school, as well as the Eagle Nest Youth Group did some ornaments for us. Mm-hmm. So big shout out. Thanks to those guys. Could not do it without them. And then, yeah, we're just going to have so much going on down there. We'll have some kids from the music program down there singing Christmas carols. We'll have Mayor Prasanka down there reading some kind of holiday poem or giving us some kind of shout out before the lighting. And then Santa's going to be at the stick, right, mm-hmm. following the tree lighting. So bring your kiddos down there to give Santa their Christmas wish list. And then, of course, Midnight Madness is, we'll have all the downtown businesses open late, probably 9 or 10, not quite midnight, but they'll be open, and most of them are having some kind of Midnight Madness sale. So.
Okay, yeah. Awesome. And, you know, and that's the motto of the chamber is, you know, shop local.
Shop local, yes. Shop late, shop local.
Shop late.
Friday, yeah.
Give me a sense of how this event came to be.
So this event has been happening since the late 80s from what I've seen. And it sounds like it kind of started as just like a midnight shopping event that actually went till midnight until people kind of found out that people in Wrangell just don't stay up quite that late. They just can't hang. So it's been modified and we're about 10 p.m. now. But it sounds like maybe the Privets had a hand in this. Bill Privet, working with the chamber, got this started. And eventually the Christmas tree aspect of it came into place and the tree lighting, and it's a whole ceremony now. There's burn barrels down there for people to warm up by and roast marshmallows. And it's just a really fun way to kick off the holiday season.
Cool. Yeah, and you said that this is something that you get a lot of help from the city. They find the tree, they put it up. The kids at the elementary school mm-hmm. are making the ornaments for it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely a group community effort for this one.
Yeah. Are you going to be running around like crazy?
I am. Yes. I can guarantee I'll be running around getting sound systems set up and yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. It'll be good though.
Cool. Yeah, that sounds great. Remind us again, yeah, when do people need to be down at the tree?
Yes, so it's this Friday the 7th, and the tree will be lighting at 6 p.m. So maybe get down there a few minutes early, get into place so you can have the best view.
Yeah, where will you be?
We'll be right in front of Audison's. That's where we'll be with Mayor Prasanka, and the carolers will be out there.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, that sounds great. Let's go to a break real quick, and then we'll come back and talk more about all the other Christmas-themed events.
Yes.
So you're listening to Talk on the Rock. You can call in if you have a question or just to say hi. That number is 874-2345. All right, we are back. The time is 1:06. We have Alicia Holder in the studio today. She's with the Wrangell Chamber of Commerce. So we just talked about Midnight Madness, which is a long-running event that Wrangell's had, lighting up the tree and encouraging people to shop locally late at night. But go ahead and tell us about some other Christmas events that the Chamber has going on.
Yeah, so something else we're doing is the Home and Business Decorating Contest. And this was kind of started last year with the help of Wrangell Real Estate. One of our chamber members came to us and wanted to get a contest going. So we worked with them and started this decorating contest for homes and businesses. So if you want to decorate your home, that's really all you have to do, or your business, and we will be judging businesses and homes the week of December 17th. And then during the boat parade, we will announce the winners, and there's cash prizes for both homes and businesses. First, second, and third place, $200, $150, and $100. So,
yeah. That's great. Cool. Yeah. Do you have a sense of, I'm assuming you all did this last year. How many people participated?
You know, I was not with the chamber at this time last year, so I wasn't involved in it. But I feel like there was an uptick of decorations around town, so it did seem to encourage people to decorate.
Yeah, for sure. Cool. And that will be announced at... during the Christmas boat parade.
Yes.
Hey, what's that?
Yes. So the boat parade. The boat parade is something that we brought back last year. And it was started by Doc Davenport. And Doc Davenport was a physician here in Wrangell. And he practiced here from, moved here in the 70s. And he practiced here until he retired and moved away in 2012. And we were just talking about this. If you ask pretty much anyone who lived in Wrangell while Doc Davenport was around, they probably have a story for you. So I highly recommend asking people about that, because I've definitely heard some entertaining stories. I have to shout out to Leslie Cummings. I was chatting with her about Doc Davenport and the boat parade, and she was giving me some information. Doc Davenport had a boat called the Zamovia, and it kind of inspired him to start the boat parade. He loved decorating his boat. So he started the boat parade, I think it was sometime in the 90s from what I could see. And he would organize it, get everyone together, give directions about the route, and usually did it like right before Christmas Eve. And that's what we're doing this year. It'll be on Saturday, the 22nd. And we've got Clay Hammer kind of taking that on for us. He'll be on the radio giving directions for the route. Usually we'll go down to Petroglyphs and then out the road toward the Snowman or the Rockman at about 3.5 mile, just so everyone can kind of see the boats from their home and enjoy that. So if you have a boat, you should decorate it and you should join in on the parade. It's really fun.
Absolutely. And so this is an event that, yeah, it was started in the 90s or so, and then it went away at some point.
Yeah, I think, I don't know if it was when Doc Davenport moved away or sometime before then, but yeah, it hasn't happened in a while, and last year was the first year it was brought back.
Okay, absolutely. Yeah, so I know Lucy Robinson was a big reason that got started last year, why they brought it back, and then you said Clay Hammer is going to be manning it this time.
Yep, he's heading it up this year. Yeah, Lucy came to the chamber last year and approached Cinny about getting it going again, and so her and Cinny worked together to make it happen.
Cool. Awesome. Yeah, so if you want to get involved, just, you know, string up your lights on your boat, and then, you know, do you need to contact the chamber, let them know?
Yeah, it would be great for people to let us know, just so we have an idea of how many people are doing it. If you saw pictures from last year, people got really creative, or if you were there last year, there was like the float plane, there was the fish boat, I think that was the Schwarzjägers. And it was Jordan Buness, I think, with the float plane. It was really great.
Yeah, absolutely. Cool. And then, are there any other events? It's like, there's already so many.
Yes, I know. There's so much. There's so many things happening. But we do have one more kind of in the middle of these things. Our Jolly Shopping, as well as a bazaar with that. So Jolly Shopping is very similar to the Harvest Fest shopping promotion we just did, where you get your stamp cards. For every $10 you spend, you get a stamp. Five stamps is a complete card. Enter your card to win. So the Jolly Shopping is going to be December 14th through the 16th, Friday through Sunday. And then you'll just want to turn completed stamp cards into the stick by Monday the 17th at 11 a.m. And we will have a drawing that day. And the winner takes $500. And then we're also doing a bazaar that weekend, our Jolly Shopping Bazaar. We're hosting that at the Stikine Inn. So we'll have folks in there on Friday from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. and on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Lots of tables. Really great opportunity to do some Christmas shopping.
Absolutely. Yeah, and a great opportunity to sell your stuff.
Yes. If you would like a table, definitely reach out to us at the Chamber. We'll get you in there.
Cool. Yeah, so that can be anybody that's doing art, jewelry, candles, food.
Yep.
Anything.
Anything goes.
Okay, cool. Wow, that's a lot of stuff you got going on.
Yes. Yep. It's great, though.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, so that's a lot for you and Stephanie to get a grip on.
It is. We have a lot of help, though. We have a great board and our members and the city, so we're in good shape.
Okay, absolutely. Let's go to a break real quick, and then we'll come right back. If you're interested in asking a question or just saying hi, the number is 874-2345. All right, we are back. The time is 1:14. Alicia Holder is here with us. So we've talked about all the events that the Chamber is hosting. We know that, you know, the Chamber really goes all out for Christmas. They definitely go all out for 4th of July. Mm-hmm. Just tell us a little bit about the Chamber. You know, what was the purpose of the Chamber for our community?
So our goal at the Chamber is to really help create a diverse and thriving economy, and to encourage businesses, new businesses, and to support existing businesses. And we do a lot of this by holding events and promotions that encourage local spending. We work with the city to organize things like tax-free days, which are big shopping days for Wrangell that benefit both, you know, businesses as well as people in Wrangell. We're just always looking for ways to promote our Chamber members and shopping and spending locally, and just investing into our community.
Absolutely. And, you know, what does that look like outside of these events and outside of these promotions that are geared towards local spending locally? Like, what are things that you all do that maybe people aren't seeing as much?
Yeah, so like something we are doing right now is collecting letters of support for essential air services. So every couple years, we basically have to tell the United States Department of Transportation that we need our Alaska Airlines flights to stay scheduled the way they are, to be coming in regularly. It's really important for our economy, obviously, to get people in here, to get cargo in here. It's vital for our tourism industry, our commercial fishing industry, and really everything. I mean, imagine Wrangell without Alaska Airlines regular services. It wouldn't be what it is. So we're collecting letters right now and forwarding those to the Department of Transportation to help ensure that these services stay the way they are. So if you want to sign a letter, please stop by the Chamber office and we will gladly forward those for you.
Okay, yeah, that's great. And I had no idea that you all were doing that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, anything else like that? You know, ways that you're reaching out to people outside of Wrangell, or just ways that, well, I guess, tell me a little bit about your members and, you know, why somebody might want to be a member with the chamber.
Yeah, so we offer kind of a lot of services to our members, things like obviously participating in all of the events and promotions that we've mentioned, but on top of that, advertising opportunities in like our weekly e-news, on our social media, on our website, like we have a directory. We make our chamber town maps annually, and those go out to visitors getting off the ferry, getting off the cruise ship. We do things like provide business referrals. When potential customers call, email, or stop into the office, we exclusively refer chamber member businesses. Or just a resource for businesses if they need help with something, if they have ideas, we're here to make their ideas happen, help them do what they need to do. And it's ultimately just a really good way to gain visibility for your business.
Yeah, absolutely. That makes sense. How many members do you all have?
We have around 140 members.
Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are really lucky. Our members are fantastic, and we couldn't do any of the things that we do without our membership. We couldn't do these events. We couldn't go out and collect letters of support if we didn't have our membership. So we're really appreciative of them.
Absolutely. I didn't know there were 140 businesses in Wrangell.
Yeah, it's so there are more businesses than you realize. There's things like B&Bs and all that kind of, though there's businesses that you don't really think about aside from downtown, but also you can groups, nonprofits, individual supporters. So there's things like that add to the membership.
Okay, mm-hmm. Absolutely. That sounds great. And you all are asking for more members to sign up or people to renew?
Yeah, well, it's about the time of year. So January is when we'll be sending out member renewals. So we obviously want all of our current members to renew. And yeah, if you've been thinking about joining the chamber or looking at what we're doing and you're interested in it, definitely consider joining. And we're going to be kind of adding some new opportunities to our membership packages. We're going to start some marketing packages and trying to do some new things. So we'd love to get some new members and, like I said, individual supporters, groups. You might not have a business, but there are other ways that being a chamber member can benefit you.
Absolutely. And you're saying it's that extra visibility.
Mm-hmm.
It's, yeah. Okay. Perfect. Then before we head out, can you just give us a recap of all the events again?
Yes, let's do the Christmas rundown here. So we'll have Midnight Madness and the Christmas tree lighting this Friday the 7th at 6 p.m. And then we have kind of ongoing right now until December 20th or so, we have the Home and Business Decorating Contest with the winners announced at the Boat Parade on the 22nd. The Jolly Shopping promotion and Jolly Shopping Bazaar, December 14th through 16th for shopping, and 14th and 15th are those bazaar dates at the Stickeen Inn. And then our Dock Davenport Christmas Boat Parade, which will be December 22nd. That's a Saturday, and it'll kick off right around 6:30 p.m.
Perfect. Alicia, thank you so much for coming in today.
Yes, thank you for having me.
All right, you've been listening to Talk on the Rock. We'll be back next week with another guest. Bye.